Get ready to learn something. Now, is this something valuable? That I'm not 100% sure about, but Raven has been talking about it for the last 24 hours.
So here's the thing. Over the week, the weekend, really, I noticed that my phone was telling me that I had Do Not Disturb on. Like, and I've had that before, right? You'll text somebody and it says they've got, you know, silence to their notifications on or whatever. And I'm never the person that pushes through the message. So I'm like, oh, that's so great. When they go to work or something, they must turn this on. Of course, I don't do that. I wouldn't even know how to do that on my phone function, right? So I started going through and looking for my settings, and I discovered that I was not able to actually turn off the Do Not Disturb schedule. Like, it was demanding that I give it some sort of schedule. So I'm looking for an answer for that today. And then I come across this other thing that says, with the latest update they just did a couple days ago.
This is for the iPhones.
Yes.
Okay.
They automatically, Apple automatically added this journal or journaling function to your phone. Now, I don't know if it was always there because I never noticed it before. But apparently what this is it allows other devices in your area to access things that you might be journaling, like your note section or whatever on your phone.
Why would they possibly do that?
I have no idea. And here's the thing. If somebody isn't actively behind that, then obviously it's a computer that's doing this. It's some other device or whatever that's scanning your stuff for information so that they can send you relevant information if you happen to be in the vicinity. So not only is it like, hey, you know, like your television listening and all of a sudden you're talking about something and then you've got an ad coming up, and we all know our phones do that too, but it's also like, not only can I send you this stuff on that, but it's logging that too. It's like, oh, these are things that you're into. So it's reading your information and it's sending your stuff. And these are supposed to be your private notes.
All right. So that seems kind of strange to me.
Yeah. And they did it automatically. And there was no, you know, update as to why or exactly how it works. Now, of course, Apple says, listen, we're not sharing your information. But I mean, if you're like, you know, me, I've got stuff in my notes that, like, I mean, these are like where my passwords are and stuff like that. A lot of it.
I don't keep my passwords in my notes.
Yeah.
Because that seems like a easy place for somebody to find them.
Yes. Yeah. It's recommended that it would not be the place to stick them. But I mean, if you have them in your email or anything like that, anyways, I figure what's the difference, right?
Well, for me, it's like that's where I put all my show ideas, stuff for my social media content. I mean, I don't want anybody looking at that.
Right. Well, I mean,
my weight. I track my weight. I certainly don't want anybody to look in that.
And you write that down in your notes?
Yeah. Once okay. a month. It's like for the last 15 years.
You know what? That's so funny. I think that if everybody looked at everybody else's notes, like there'd be something in there that they'd be like, why is anybody writing this down, right?
So
or why
weird.
Do they have it? But I don't keep a black book. And as far as I'm concerned, like my phone seems more secure than my email. So if you don't want this, what you have to do is go to your settings.
Okay, say it slowly because I'm going to do it. Settings.
Yep, go to settings.
Yep.
Choose the privacy and security tab.
Privacy and security, got it.
Okay, and when you get in there, you're going to scroll down and you're going to see journal or journaling.
Journaling suggestions.
Yes.
I have that.
Click on that right there.
And discoverable by others, I'm turning that
Turn
off.
Turn that off.
Right.
And if you look at the journaling suggestions, like, it tries to, again, explain to you stuff, but I don't think it's cool. It's not a good idea. Plus, it also says photos you take. It's not even just your notes. It's places that you go and photos that you take.
So weird that they think that I don't want any stranger looking at my notes. It's so odd.
And it could be any random person with a device near you. Like, I don't know. I'm sure I don't understand all of it, but I don't want it.
Two things. One, I want to apologize for the terrible singing that we're about to do. And two, everyone should be outraged.
Okay, we're going to be angry now.
Well, maybe not angry.
Okay.
But confused, because if it ain't broke, why fix it, right?
All right, what's the situation?
So, Raven, producer John, I'm not sure if you've heard about this, but it's been trending all over the place that, you know the Alphabet song? The song that we all grew up listening to and how we learned the
Alphabet? A, B, C, D, E. Yeah, sure.
No, no, no. Oh, that was the singing you were talking about. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Raven, can you please sing that with your hands not in front of your mouth, please?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, L, M, N, O, N, Q, R, P. Right?
Great job.
I'm tired.
Nailed it, dude.
Was that a real thing that just happened? That
what?
You couldn't sing the Alphabet song?
I mean, I did it, right? I just didn't finish, but...
No,
I mean, you know the rest of it. What's the point here? What are we doing?
This isn't really happening, is it?
I wasn't paying attention.
I can't tell if this is a bit. I actually can't tell.
Are you? You don't know the alphabet, Raven?
I mean, I know the alphabet. I'm just saying I'm tired at the moment. Do you need the entire song? Why?
I'm going to play you back exactly what just happened after we're done doing this.
Did I put a letter somewhere
You
else?
Left an entire section out.
No, I know I left the end section out. I stopped on purpose.
No. You skipped HIJ. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm tired.
No, not okay.
It's not okay.
I mean, you're not a police officer. This is not a traffic stop. We're not testing me for my intoxication. Yeah, yeah.
On reflection, maybe this new one is better. I'm not 100%. Maybe we don't know the alphabet.
I know the alphabet.
Okay.
I've made it all the way through life knowing the alphabet.
Let's try this again.
All right.
If you grew up in America, the way you learned the ABCs is A, B, C, D, E, F, G,
right.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Right, we got
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Right. See how much longer that took?
Okay, now they've changed it. Your kids are learning something different in schools. This is what they're learning. Mm.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
What?
No.
Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
That feels fake. They're like standardizing that. They're putting that out to everybody.
They're saying too many kids were having the terms of L-M-N-O-P because, you know, you go L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah.
And so they had to switch it to that.
Y and Z, too. A lot of kids were saying Y-N-Z.
Yeah.
Instead of and.
Right.
Okay.
So,
maybe
producer
that one doesn't
John
roll off the tongue as easy, though.
Has decided that he's going to write a new version.
That's right. You know, Anna, this one is one for the parents. This is for us.
Okay.
Okay? This is to help us process, right? So, let's get in there. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Things are about to get hard for me. H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. My son starts kindergarten in 3 weeks. That's true. Now there's a new song to sing. I only remember the old thing. There's probably nothing to fear. I've only sung the old one for 35 years.
See, I mean, he left a bunch out, too.
I mean, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I left a bunch out, too.
He left a bunch out, too. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I can't even.
I got to learn this thing. I got to teach this kid his ABCs. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Go with the old one.
Just go with the old one. There was nothing wrong with it. I mean, except for the fact that it failed Raven.
You guys are terrible. Unbelievable.
Did you grow up watching the U.S. women's gymnastics and always wanted to be one of them? I know that's not me. I did. That was all I ever wanted to do when I was little.
I mean, I remember the great finishes there, the Carrie Shrug, all this. I remember those different years, yes.
Shannon Miller posted a video of when she won Olympic gold from, I think it was like the 90s. And I like remember being a little girl sitting on my floor in my living room watching that live. Mm-hmm. And I remember how it meant to me and how I wanted to do it, too. Now, I can't even do a cartwheel, so it didn't work out.
Right.
But yesterday, watching the wrap-up to the U.S. Women's Gymnastics, I'm not even going to lie, I was deeply disappointed. But then I started...
I mean, after an incredible run this time.
I know. But then I started thinking about it and watching them and listening to them, and I was like, these are the reason why these women are role models for our children. Like, the things they do, the things they say, the way they react, the way they support each other from around the world is amazing. So... if you missed it, U.S. Women's Gymnastics wrapped up yesterday. Now, they were winning gold after gold. They won team finals gold. Simone took a million other golds.
Sure.
But it was a rocky day, to say the least. First, it was the balance beam finals. Simone Biles fell. She came in fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Suni Lee from, you know, Team USA.
Sure.
She fell. But, you know, she was talking about it. And just listen to the positivity.
Honestly, just going to look back and think about how amazing it was and how I was able to persevere everything. I'm so sad about my beam routine. But it's okay because I gave it my all and it's okay.
I couldn't understand why they kept falling.
What do you think the reason is? Because I have a theory.
What's your theory?
My theory is that it's the last day, right? Like, I mean, listen, there's been so much buildup, so much work. There's so much laser focus when you first come in. And the tension is really high. Tension can do two things, right? Diamonds or dust, as I always say, right? So it's either going to make you super focused or it's going to make you, you know, falter. It did not make them falter. It made them super focused. Here it is. It's the last day. You're feeling a little loose. Sometimes loose can work for you. It can work against you, too.
Well, it's funny because she's going to tell you what one of the problems was.
Okay.
And I was watching it live.
Is it hamburger grease?
No.
That was my other theory.
Well, right. I thought the French, like, did something, but they didn't.
Okay.
I thought this was weird because I've watched so many gymnastics meets and I always, you know, it's always a lot of noise because people are cheering other people on different apparatuses. But listen.
I feel like it was the pressure of the atmosphere and also really silent when you get up there. I don't like that just because it gives me too much time to like think and I can hear everything.
So next time, everybody just needs to cheer.
I like the cheering. I don't like the silence.
I did notice. I'm like, it is so quiet in there where normally like there's a lot of different things going on. So there's a lot of chaos and you don't think all eyes are on you. But when you're on that beam, you could hear a pin drop and all eyes are on you.
Okay.
Now, the other big thing that happened was the floor routine. And shockingly, Simone took silver and Jordan Chiles took bronze. So Rebeca Andrade from Brazil took the gold, which was a huge surprise because Simone was such a heavy favorite. Now, Rebeca Andrade, she is unbelievable.
She's been in there through the entire competition this time around. I mean, her team has been there right there every time.
And Simone even says, like, I'm tired of competing against her. She's too good. But they did something interesting.
She's so amazing. She's queen. First, it was an all-black podium, so that was super exciting for us. But then Jordan was like, should we bow to her? And I was like, absolutely. So we're like, are we going to do it now? And then that's why we did it. But she's such an excitement to watch. And then all the fans in the crowd always cheering for her. So it was just the right thing to do.
They bowed to her. And I thought it was the sweetest, kindest, most, you know, like that's what teamwork and respecting one another as athletes is all about.
That competitor came back from 3 ACL surgeries to win gold. So,
yep. Congratulations to all the U.S. gymnasts. You've made us very proud.
If you're my best friend, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me. I shouldn't have to ask for your permission for me to put you in my lie. You know why? Because you're my best friend. That's your job.
It is 100% your job. When you have a best friend, it is the unwritten best friend code that you lie for each other and you don't blink an eye.
I mean, that's just one of the parts of the code, right? But I mean, basically, you assume certain things for your best friend. You take on those things.
If you're my real best friend, you should know that I need you to lie for me by the look on my face.
100%.
Yeah.
My best friend, Danielle. We look at each other and we know what exactly the other one is thinking and we will jump in with a lie or we'll do whatever we got to do to protect one another in a heartbeat. Doesn't even think twice. I wouldn't lie for basically anybody else. But when it comes to her, I can just pull it right out. And it blew up in my face not too long ago this weekend.
Not only will I lie for certain my friends and they'll lie for me, but I will defend my friends
100%.
In a situation where I don't even know what it is, the context that's taking place or whatever it may be. I will just offer all the different reasons that it's exactly what it is that they said happened.
Danielle will buy clothes that are way too expensive, but she loves it. And we have to lie about how much these things cost. Okay. It happens often.
To your husbands?
To the husbands.
Yeah.
Right. And here's what. The husbands believe that we are the biggest thrift shoppers that have ever existed.
Right. If there's a sale. If it is like, I bought it for this and I paid this, but it's actually valued at this. They love the idea of saving money. That's human nature.
Right. So she found this black bomber leather coat, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And she had to have it, so she bought it. Now, we are out to dinner with like a group of people, and everyone's like, oh, that's such a beautiful new coat.
Somebody gushes over it. Right, right.
So one of the other husbands was like, how much was it? Maybe I'll get it from my wife. Right?
No, you won't.
So I go, $100 at the Gap. Can you believe it? don't even blink an eye.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Amazing, you know? And I go on with the thing. We go on with our night.
Yeah.
Then I get a text message from him like a couple weeks later.
But I'm looking for it.
I'm on the Gap because he wanted to get it for her birthday. But like, I can't find it anywhere. And now I'm like, oh, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we never expected him to follow up.
Oh, gosh.
We should just block this guy and no longer be friends with that couple.
I'm like, you're right.
Because what are we going to do? This is a big problem.
Yeah. So luckily, her husband never found out. Maybe till right now. Sorry, Dan.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where you can just look by somebody's face when it's your best friend and know exactly when they need you to lie for them.
Yeah. You know, I got into a tough situation when I was like 12 years old. A lesson learned here, right? I snatched a pack of gum from a grocery store and was caught doing it. And as I was being led to the office, I mean, I'm 12, right? I took off like a shot out the door, across the street, through a swamp. I was free and clear, except for when I got home.
Uh-oh.
And all that bad news was waiting for me because they grabbed my best friend as he was out front of the store. And he said, his name is this. He lives here.
He gave you up?
He confessed everything.
That's not what you do when it's your best friend. He doesn't know the best friend code. Did you fire him?
Yes. To this day, he still denies it, by the way. He lives in Phoenix, and we no longer speak.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
They say that the average American has 4 to 5 friends. And you know what Kevin Hart says about that.
If you're my best friend, I shouldn't have to ask you to lie for me. I shouldn't have to ask for your permission for me to put you in my lot. You know why? Because you're my best friend. That's your job.
It's your job. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to lie for your best friends.
Yeah, and you can't hesitate because that's part of the thing that will turn people on to the fact that it actually is a lie.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you had a lie for your best friend? Or your best friend had a lie for you? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So years ago, back when I was in school, I decided it would be fun to just bleach my hair. I thought it would be the cool thing to do. Other people were doing frosted tips and all this stuff. And I thought, I'm just going to bleach it and go all out. I show up to school, and when I show in, I can tell it's not the hit that I thought it was going to be. Turning heads for sure, but for all the wrong reasons. I'm pretty heartbroken, to be honest with you, because I thought it was going to be so cool and everyone's going to love it. I'm feeling pretty bad about myself. And my best friend tells everyone that I was actually pranked at a party, but I thought it was funny. So I just left it and I was just cool for leaving it.
Right.
So then it became a hit in the end. Everyone thought I was a rock star because I got pranked. And I was like, you know what? I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm just going to wear the hair. All because my best friend lied for me.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's a good
friend. That's a pretty cool move as a friend.
Any friend that can save you embarrassment is a good friend.
Oh, totally. Flipped it on its head. Meanwhile, you're just
total 180.
Sweating. You just, that first day is like, it's hell. You want to die. It's like, can I go home? Where are my parents to save me? Oh, good job.
Right.
Good job.
Carolina, when did your best friend have to lie for you?
We were at a bar, you know, oddly enough, having a good time drinking. Absolutely peed on myself.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing. So, you know, she covered it up for me. She just, like, actually had a wine glass and knocked it over on me to try to, you know, make it like look like it was a big accident. So, yeah, just covered the pee stain until I can get it together.
Were you laughing so hard? I mean,
I want to imagine something happened. Did you sneeze?
Oh, we were having a ball, but you know, I've had 4 babies, and you know, the bladder is just not the same.
So, all right.
You know, it was a little one laugh too hard, and right. It just hey.
You want to be in a
the
group
sound
with
of running water?
Oh no! It's like if you're in a group of moms, it's so funny because if you have like a bottle of wine and like somebody's cracking jokes and everybody's laughing. You'll know the mom because the moms will start crossing their legs and you'll know that you could look around and be like, C-section, C-section, natural, natural, 100%.
Oh my gosh. 100%. All right. This is very educational.
Yeah. Look, see how much you're learning today. Yeah. Heather, how about you? Did your best friend have to lie for you?
Yeah. So a friend of ours was coordinating this party where she's really into like, you know, organic and handmade kinds of things. And so we were all supposed to like hand make something to bring to the party. I just did not have time to make anything. So I bought a cheesecake at the grocery store and I put it into a pan of my own. And then when we got there, my friend was just like, yeah, she made this herself. It took her so long. And I, you know, oh man, I felt so bad, but yeah, I just kind of,
that's the best thing about friends is like they just roll with it. They roll with it and they lie and they don't bat an eye. Mm. I have a best friend like that. She'd lie for me for anything. And I've lied about the cheesecake and the cookies many, many times. And my favorite is the stuffed clams. I lie about making stuffed clams. Nope. Buy them right at the grocery store. I say that I made them myself.
Yeah.
I even go so far telling my mother-in-law one time that I go down to the beach to get the shells and I make the stuffed clams.
Yeah, you went shucking?
What I do.
You went clamming and then you shucked them and then you stuffed. Yeah, okay. You did all that.
And I'll tell you what. Danielle was standing next to me. She wouldn't blink an eye. She's like, I was with her at the beach. It's amazing. You should see what she can do.
I mean, what do you do if they want the cheesecake again?
If you've ever wanted to make the worst financial decisions of your life, keep it here. Because you're going to learn from two of the best.
You know, I am shocked right now that you are confessing that this has gone so badly. Because I thought when you did this last year, I was like, wow, that was it was kind of, you know, you offered some foresight. You made a good move.
Well, here's okay.
I was almost a little bit envious.
Let's slow down before we get to that.
Okay.
All right. So now all eyes are on the global stock markets today after this happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Breaking news on Wall Street. At points today, the Dow was down more than 1,000 points, driven by uncertainty about the health of the U.S. economy.
All right. So everybody's freaking out. Everything is dropping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they go on.
The sell-off began overnight with Asian markets getting hammered. Japan's Nikkei index fell 12%. It's the single worst decline since the 1987 crash on Black Monday.
I mean, I definitely don't remember that, the 1987 crash of Black Monday.
That's Wolf of Wall Street type material right there. Look back on your history. Very, very bad day.
Mm.
Meanwhile, market volatility is at its highest level since the early days of the pandemic in 2020.
That seems pretty bad.
It was definitely bad.
Yeah.
So what's triggered all this anxiety? Well, apparently it's in large part due to Friday's weaker than expected jobs report here in the United States.
That's what makes all these bad things happen, that we had one bad job report?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, basically. Sometimes. Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, here's the thing. Now, to be fair, listen, we reached out to a whole lot of professional people in the industry, and nobody had the guts to talk to us today because nobody's like, oh, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're like, anything could happen.
Already, it's saying that the Japanese stocks are rebounding. And this is why I don't pay that much attention, because I feel like it's always changing. And
of
like,
course.
They say one day it's the worst and the following day it's like it's better. And then you don't worry about it again for a couple months and then it's terrible again. And I don't know. But I will tell you this. The only time I've ever invested in the stock market was when I heard that Barbie was coming out. And I was like, you know what? I bet you Mattel is going to make so much money.
So much money.
Because it's going to be a big movie, and they're going to sell so many Barbies.
I mean, Barbie's going to come back. It's going to be everywhere. Everybody's going to get paid. It's going to be absolutely massive.
So, I didn't even tell my husband, who happens to be a finance guy. I decided that I was going to make a decision all by myself because I'm a strong, independent woman.
Yeah, of course. Like Barbie.
Yeah, just like Barbie.
Yeah.
And I opened up one of those like online accounts where you can invest.
Yeah.
And I did it. And I bought $200 worth of Mattel.
I mean, that doesn't seem like a whole lot anyways. I thought it was a lot more. So, I mean, so where are you at right now?
So, of course, I don't check it because I forgot. And I forget that I have it all the time.
Well, that's the way you get rich, right? You open it up 50 years later and you're like, oh, look at me. I'm loaded.
I'm waiting to like the one day where I have no money left. I'm an old elderly woman. And all of a sudden I get the letter in the mail. And it's like, remember your Robin Hood account where you invested $200 in Barbie? You are now a multi-billionaire.
What does it say right now?
So I bought it last year when it came out for $200. It's currently worth $224.79. And it says it's only down 3 cents today, which seems fine.
I mean, right. Hey, Barbie's not worried about this whole crash over in Asian markets. Mine, I have a little bit of a different result here. I also got excited one day and got on Robinhood myself. And this was during the crypto craze when I was reading about everybody who had bought Shiba Coin and Dogecoin and all that. And all of a sudden now they were worth $9 million.
Yeah.
And they convinced their parents to put their 401k in there and all that. So I told you this story. I was on the ferry and I bought the first day $1,500 worth of Dogecoin.
I mean, what is wrong with
and
you?
And then I rolled up a few days later when I saw a dip and put like another 700 in there.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. And in the end, right now I have $342.13.
So that's it?
it's been a rough, rough swing.
Here's the one thing you should learn. You should invest in Barbie. Invest in Barbie. I'm worth $25 more now.
Well, congratulations on your success.
Have you started the back-to-school spending yet?
Mm.
They said that Americans are expected to spend $38.8 billion this year on back-to-school spending, with families with children in elementary through high school spend an average of $875 on clothing, shoes, electronics, school supplies. That's a lot of money.
Where do you think that falls, though? I mean, it is a lot of money, no question about it. But do you think it's accurate? Do you think it's high? Do you think it's low? Do you think it depends?
Raven and producer Sean, I don't know if I'm getting off easy this year, and I feel like I'm just jinxing it by saying it out loud. I feel like I should knock on some wood.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have to buy much of anything this year. I shouldn't say that. I need to buy my daughter, my little one, a new backpack.
Okay.
She needs a new backpack and a new lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, her school did that thing, which is, I guess, is a new thing where you send $60 and then they give you everything you need for the year.
Okay. What? That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
So it was like you buy it online, and then the first day of school, there's a box on their desk and it has everything that they need. And it was like $60. And I was like, sign me up for that.
There you go.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, you buy in bulk, right? You save a little cash. That works out well. And then everybody has the required thing.
Yeah. She's going into first grade, and then my high schooler is going into her sophomore year. And I was like, do you need anything? And she's like, no, I got everything. And I'm like, what?
I mean, that's you it? Have to get clothes, right?
Well,
do they have
course.
Uniforms?
Or yeah, okay. They don't have uniforms, but, yeah. You know, I'm sure. I'm sure she's going to want to buy clothes, but she's always buying clothes. So to me, I don't consider that back to school shopping. Yeah. You know,
it just is what it is.
Yeah.
I have to say, funny that you mentioned the uniforms, because when I first got together with Rachel, my stepson Isaac had a school uniform, and the amount of money that she had to spend on those things, because you need like a few, you know,
you
got
to have
them,
a few of them. Right.
You know,
or else you're doing like, laundry every 10 minutes.
And sure, like you could go back to school shopping for regular clothes, but at least they could wear those clothes outside of the compound of school, you know. Yeah. But when you're in school, they're wearing just those uniforms. They don't want to wear them after that. You're literally buying a uniform for them to wear for like 8 or 9 months, and then what? You're just getting rid of them?
Well, it's true.
Yeah, it does eliminate other problems, though,
so,
too.
You know, the girls went to Catholic school before we switched to this public school district, and it was definitely, I don't know, I liked the uniform. It just made my life so much easier. You didn't have to like fight with them about what they were wearing every day. I laid it out. That's what they put on, and they went on with their lives. But I do understand what you're saying, because at the end of the school year, they're outgrown, and I would just donate them back to the school for other kids that would need them along the line.
I can just remember when I was, you know, younger in grade school, and even, you know, up to at least until I got to high school, basically, is like every summer. In the summer, you would go clothes shopping. You would get a bunch of, you know, school clothes, and then you'd have to get all your supplies. Like you said, the backpack. I'd have to get the Trapper Keeper. Flashback to the 80s right there. Have to get the Trapper Keeper.
At what point in the history of the last 20, 30 years did we decide we no longer need Trapper Keepers or binders?
Got
I feel like it's off every list.
That had to happen in like some point when I was in high school.
I guess it's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Like, what do you think is the biggest ripoff when it comes to having to go back to school? A lot of people wrote the scientific calculators. I had to buy one last year. Yeah, I bought one for Hayden last year, freshman year. And I remember I was like, yeah, I just ordered on Amazon. And she's like, it's $90. I'm like,
$90? They were $90 like then, like in 1984. You had that one math teacher that would be like, okay, make sure you bring them the next day. They'd show you how to do three things on it that you never applied again in your life.
It's true. I look at that thing now and it's got so many buttons. I'm like, there's no world.
There's no world you know how to operate.
No, you don't know how to do. Like, you just do 6 times 4. You don't ever like touch these weird little things in the corner.
Every time they gave you a problem, that same teacher would have to instruct the entire class again on how to do it.
Post-it notes and highlighters. Those are the two things that annoy me when I have to pay for them, because I always think they're too expensive for back to school.
I think to myself, like, what do you need? A highlighter is one thing, but post-it notes, like, honestly, like, you could just write it on a regular note.
Post-it notes.
You can put it anywhere else.
Are so expensive, and it never makes sense to me on why.
They are a great idea, but you never typically use them.
I use them here at work.
I know you do. You put them around your screen, you put them on the table and so forth, but a lot of people don't work like that.
$875. That's the average an American family will spend on their back to school shopping. We want to know, what do you think is the biggest ripoff? I was looking at our text line, and we have a text that said headphones, and I giggled because I feel like a lot of kids need headphones now. When we were little, we didn't need headphones, but they use them a lot. And it's so funny because the school offers a pair that you can buy through the school, and they're really inexpensive. I think they're like $15 or something.
But aren't they terrible? Well, and it's also a place to accessorize.
Wait, it's so funny because my first reaction as a DJ that wears headphones all day is like, no, she needs a pair of Sonys. What are these? I'm not going to put this junk on her ears.
That seems like a bit much right?
Yeah.
We don't all need Beats for a wireless setup here at this point.
Things that are a ripoff when it comes to back to school shopping on our text line: water bottles. Well, what kind of water bottles are we getting? Because, you know, you can get the free plastic ones or like the ones that are really cheap. Or are you buying them the Stanleys that they can use as a weapon at school too?
Right, the Hydro Flask or anything fancy like that, right? Pricey. Does keep them cooler though.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What is the biggest ripoff when it comes to back to school shopping? Glenn.
Glue. If you look around Target in the crafty section, the Elmer's glue that has the little blue sparkles in it, why don't you take a guess how much that costs?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
It's about $5.
I mean, for glue, right? I mean, and let's be real here.
I'm talking about Elmer's glue that you can get for like 80 cents because it has sparkles in it.
That's
and
so
I was
dumb.
Like, that must be, you know, incorrect. And then another mom told me it's because you buy it to make slime.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the whole slime craze. I mean, I remember when the slime craze was like huge, absolutely massive. I feel like it's pulled back a little bit here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely pricey. But past like The second grade. How often do you really pull out the glue and do anything with it anyways?
I thought like maybe the shelf tag was overlapped with something next to it when it said $4.89.
Right, like a diamond.
Surely they mean 89 cents.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Cassandra, what do you think is the biggest ripoff when it comes to back to school?
Sneakers, definitely. Oh. Me paying $300 for a pair of sneakers that I pay $89 for. Insane. Like literally, I bought my son school shopping the other day. And he picked up a pair of sneakers, and they were $300 pair of sneakers. I used to pay $89 for my days.
I still do.
So, I remember, right into the 90s, right? Early 90s, man. 80s, definitely. $65 was my sneaker budget growing up. Couldn't go over it.
No, but they've gotten so expensive now, and they all want these specific ones, and they're the sneaker heads or whatever they call themselves.
It's wild.
Laura, what's the back-to-school ripoff?
Okay, it's not an expensive item, but the thing that drove me crazy when my kids were little is they made them buy the jumbo glue sticks. Those dried out just as fast as the little ones. Mm. And I said, can I just buy like 10 little ones instead of spending $5 on a jumbo one? It would just seem stupid because they'd be buying a jumbo one every 2 days instead of throwing out a small one.
And those glue sticks don't even work. Everything just starts peeling in the corners after like 5 seconds anyway.
Right. What we're doing, trying to put tape out of business. Why?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that to tape?
It's out already. I brought my daughter to Lowe's the other day, and they already had the Halloween stuff out. She was so excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep in mind, it's the beginning of August.
Yeah, seems a little bit early.
And then, how about Home Depot? Home Depot. Introducing the Home Depot's 2024 Spooky Halloween. This came out on July 17th, and a lot of the stuff is already sold out.
You know, here's the thing. In every one of my emails, like, I mean, there are just an enormous amount of stores that are trying to sell me a 12 or 14-foot version of something now. So Home Depot has them. Costco has them. Sam's Clubs has them. And now I'm also getting emails that are giving me a review on all the new ones that list all of them.
But the thing is like, it's the summer. Like, I still have a vacation coming up. Like,
yeah.
Why are we pushing Halloween already? But I feel like this is the time. The beginning of August is when you start seeing all the fall things. I think August 23rd is the date for the pumpkin spice latte at Starbucks or something. It's around then.
I would like to pump the brakes on all of it, basically, and just say, listen, you don't have to be in kids' ears immediately as soon as we hit August 2 and being like, school, 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 and then Halloween on the backside of that. I love candy. Mm. I love scares.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. I think the Halloween thing, a little bit overblown maybe over the last couple times.
We asked producer John to go around the office to see, when do you think all these fall things, the pumpkin spice mm-hmm. and the apple picking and the Halloween should come out?
How do you feel about Halloween stuff being out on the stores right now?
I don't like it. I'm still in summer mode.
What's the appropriate time for Halloween stuff to come out?
September, mid-September, I'd say. Let me get through summer. I like summer way better.
I do agree that I think August should be, like, off the table. Like, you have to wait till September 1st. To me, that makes a lot of sense.
I would say after Labor Day and then give the kids one more week into September as far as school goes. Mid-September, right after the 15th, good.
I'm going to say, like, at the day after Labor Day, so whatever that day is. Because you need some time, right? But we're doing a lot of back-to-school things later in the summer, so.
How do you feel about it being out on the stores right now?
I guess I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it being in stores as long as you're not putting it on your house right now.
That I agree with. And my five-year-old, when we were at Lowe's and she saw all the stuff, she was like, can we start bringing out the Halloween decorations now? And I said, no, Mommy didn't have her birthday yet. I'm one of those people that have like a late summer birthday.
Yeah.
So to me, summer's not over until my birthday's over,
right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I was in total agreement with that woman until she flipped and then was like, it's okay as long as, you know, I don't have to look at it on your house.
September 1st.
How do you feel about it being out right now?
I think it's a little bit ridiculous, quite frankly, because it doesn't belong out. Summer's still on. It's still in summer. Still boating season.
It is still boating season. That is true.
Tell somebody who has a boat.
Yeah.
Right, because nobody else would be like, it's boating season.
September 15th on.
That's what I think. I like mid-September.
6 weeks.
How do you feel about it being out on the shelves right now?
I can't stand it. I'm sure by this time next month, Christmas will be out there. Christmas stuff.
I mean, that's true. It's only a matter of time. Because the second it actually is appropriate time for the fall stuff, we've already moved on to Christmas.
Yeah, that one was 100% accurate.
October 1st.
Really?
Yeah.
Not even September?
No, you got a whole month.
How do you feel about it being out now?
I do enjoy the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup pumpkins, not going to lie, man. Anything like the footballs, the pumpkins, the Christmas trees, anything with 2 to 3 times as much peanut butter to chocolate ratio as the normal is the right way to play it.
So if we're putting peanut butter into the equation, then all is fair in love and war, but otherwise keep your skeletons away until mid-September?
Everybody knows that the holiday Reese's now have more peanut butter, and it's a thicker chocolate. Like, it's a better deal. Any holiday can arrive early as long as those are going to be the first thing out there as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Anna and Raven's Olympic Kid Correspondent.
Every day, a different kid correspondent letting us know what's going on at the Olympics. And today, we have 6-year-old Lorelei.
Hi.
How are you, my little friend?
Good.
Are you ready to talk about the Olympics?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome. Have you been watching a lot of the Olympics?
Yes. I watch them every night.
All right.
And what's been your favorite part so far?
Gymnastics.
That's my favorite part, Lorelei, too. So tell me, did you watch yesterday? Did you see the beam and the floor?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think?
First, we watched the balance beam. We saw a lot of people falling. We didn't win any medals.
You're right.
Then we watched floor. We won 2 medals, trials and bios. But gold went to Brazil. They were all friends. They were holding hands.
They were. They were holding hands on the podium, and they were cheering each other on. And didn't that feel good? And didn't it seem so nice to have the girls representing and holding each other up like that?
Yes.
What else happened yesterday, Lorelei?
We got gold in the discus.
The discus is so cool. If you watch them do it, it is like unbelievable. And it's one of those things that you think you can do it too until you actually try. And then you're like, wait, no, this is a lot more complicated than I thought.
I mean, I saw the size of the guys that were doing the shot put. They were massive, those guys.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, all that, I wouldn't assume anything. But that's cool.
Lorelei, did you see any of the pole vaulting?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? How do you even know that you can do that?
Yes.
So, Lorelei, if you think that you could do any sport that you've seen so far in the Olympics, what would be the one that you think you can do?
Gymnastics.
So is that what you want?
I do gymnastics.
Future gold winner right here, Anna.
I know. So when you do gymnastics, what's your favorite obstacle to do?
Cartwheels and ball.
Bar. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can you flip on the bar yet? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're only 6. Can you flip yet?
Yes.
What?
No, you can't.
That is awesome. Anna can't flip in a cartwheel.
I can't. Is there anything else you want to share? Do you have a medal count or anything, Lorelei?
We have 21 gold, 30 silver, 28 bronze.
That's a lot of medals.
Yeah, we're doing real good.
Yeah.
Kicking butt.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. We can't wait till one day when you're at the Olympics, too, and we're cheering you on.
Yay.
Yeah.
Good job, Lorelei.
All right, honey. You did a great job. Thank you so much.
Just a few more days left, Anna.
Yes, and we're still looking for 2 more kid correspondents. If you think your child would be interested, head to annaandraven.com and send us a message.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Cameron and Rebecca. Rebecca, what is going on? How long have you guys been dating now?
Hey, we've been dating for 4 months now.
Okay, what's happening?
So, I just found out that Cameron is still on a few dating apps on his phone. When I confronted him about it, he said that he and his friends have a 1-year rule, which apparently is a common thing that I've never heard of, that says that you don't delete your dating apps for 1 year, from when you started dating the person. And then when the relationship reaches the 1-year mark, then it's real. And he says he hasn't dated anyone else in the last 4 months, and I'm overreacting, but I'm a little uncomfortable with him having all these dating apps on his phone. And I think 4 months is a decently significant amount of time. So
Rebecca, everybody knows that that is the dating app bylaws. It's in the dating app constitution. I mean, you signed that when you got here and were born in America.
I have never heard that either.
Neither have I. I mean, I've been married the entire time, so that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But Cameron, what's your side of this?
I mean, yeah, you just said it right there. If you ask the audience right now, every one of them is going to say that they know about the one-year rule. I mean, they're all going to say it. I'm telling you.
Well, we're going to. So here's the good news. Right, we're all going to find out together.
Right away. Cameron, you're on these sites? You're monitoring your sites, your profile, your messages, that type of stuff? Or
No. I'm not even on them. We've been dating for 4 months. It's just like a safety. You know what I mean? It's in the back. And then, you know, make that one-year mark, it's going to be, you know, a celebration. And that's when you delete it.
Rebecca, you want these things deleted off his phone.
There's no reason for him to have it. The accounts deleted, not just the app. Like, that's basically what you're saying, is terminate these accounts.
You know, in theory, I get the idea that, you know, you've set up a profile and God forbid if something happened, that's a lot to have to start again from scratch. But you can delete the apps and, like, not all your information is gone. You know, I mean,
Rebecca has a folder somewhere.
I mean, I get it. Like, how would you like to be dating somebody and every time, like, they touch their phone screen, the Tinder app pops up right on the home screen?
Well, that's understandable, right? At the same time, right, you break up with somebody and, you know, you've got to start your whole life story again over, too. I also understand that.
No, the one-year rule. That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Have you heard of the one-year rule deleting your dating apps off your phone? Is that a real thing or not? And what do you think? Would this be a red flag for you? Whose side are you on?
1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
You ever heard of the one-year rule that you leave all the dating apps on your phone for 1 year after you start seriously dating somebody? Because that's why Cameron told Rebecca, who he's been dating for 4 months, why they're still there. Yeah. He says everybody knows that. Like, you keep those dating apps open. You're not going to delete all your stuff for 1 year.
I mean, what are you, foolish, Anna? Of course you know that. That is the rule. Everybody knows that. I've never heard of that before in my life.
But we don't know. Maybe it is. Who knows, right? I don't know. Rebecca's all upset because she says they've been dating for 4 months and he's still got all these dating apps on his phone.
I mean, on the other hand, listen. So, you know what? She did say that she understands that it would be a pain to kind of restart these things if it didn't work out. But it sounds to me like she's keeping herself in her stuff in a folder, and he's actually keeping his stuff active. He says he's not going in it and looking at it, but it's just there in case he ever needs to go back.
Would it be a red flag for you if somebody you had been dating for 4 months still had the dating apps on their phone? 1-800-330-9999. Karen, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, and I don't even believe the one-year rule. I think years ago, people used to keep phone numbers in a book and whatever, and you never burned it. I mean, if they're secure enough in their relationship that it doesn't matter if he's on these apps at all, he's not going to go looking if he's happy. Mm. So she's obviously feeling a bit insecure.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Would it bother you if somebody you've been dating for 4 months and things are getting pretty serious, you realize that they still have dating apps on their phone?
Hmm.
That's exactly what's going on with Cameron and Rebecca. They've been dating 4 months. Everything is going great. But Rebecca's like, well, why do you still have the dating apps? And Cameron has a very logical explanation why.
Yeah, he says that, listen, me and all my friends, we all know that the rule is 1 year. If we make it to a year, everything's great, then I'll go ahead and delete them. I'm not active on these apps. They're just there on my phone, sitting there in case I might need them. I don't want to have to rebuild them if things go south.
You buy that? Is that a real thing? If you're in the dating world, is the one-year rule keeping the dating apps on your phone a thing or not?
Feels a bit like a betrayal.
Is it a red flag? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Samantha, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I even asked my boyfriend. If we both met on a dating site, his friends are on dating sites. None of them have heard this rule. And we're in our early 20s, mid-20s, and 30s. And nobody has heard of this rule.
It's like a made-up thing.
Yeah, no, it's a made-up rule.
Right? Don't you think so?
A made-up rule, right.
I don't know. I'm so curious. Are we the only ones?
I mean, I don't know how he kept a straight face when he said it out loud.
Well, maybe he believes it in his circle of friends.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Thanks, Samantha.
Hey, Carrie, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I am 100% on her side. There is absolutely no such thing as a one-year rule. He's totally making it up, I feel. Once you establish that you're going to be exclusive in a relationship, the dating apps go completely. Deleted. You can reset them up if you break up later on.
Hey, Emma, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on her side. This is such a red flag. I have never heard of this one-year rule. And I have been on dating apps before, and it is so easy when you delete them. You could just re-download it and log in with the same information, and all of your previous accounts are still there.
Wow. All right.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rebecca, our audience agreed with you today. That's not a real thing. Nobody knows what you're talking about, Cameron. Maybe it's a real thing with you and your friends, but if you're in a committed relationship for 4 months, get those apps off your phone.
That's just crazy. I mean, I think everybody's just overreacting. Everybody knows about this rule. Everybody.
Well,
I don't,
clearly they don't, Cam.
I just, okay. I mean, I'm not on it. I'm not swiping on it. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's symbolic. You got to keep it on there.
Comes down to a simple thing. You want to continue to have this argument or not, right? If you like her, if you care about Rebecca, then it's time to show her a gesture of faith, if you will.
I mean, yes, of course. I'll get rid of them.
So funny how this digital age is such an issue.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$2,900 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Thanks to Secret Whole Body Deodorant. Some secrets are okay to tell, like how Secret Whole Body Deodorant gives you 72 hours of freshness and more than just your armpits. Use it in sticks, sprays, or creams. All right, Abby, ready to play today?
Yes, I am. Hello, Anna and Raven.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, let's do this because I want to give you this money, and if you know your stuff, you're going to win. So please ask Raven to leave the room.
Raven, leave the room, please.
You got it. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in. Same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready?
Okay. Sounds good. Let's
Number one. Charlie XCX had a celebrity-filled birthday party, including the guy of the summer, Glenn Powell. She just released a new album that's been trending because she called Kamala Harris the title of it. What's that album called?
Brat.
Number two, Eva Mendez and her husband Ryan Gosling made a rare appearance out. They haven't been publicly photographed together since 2017. Where were they?
I don't know. Cannes Film Festival. I don't know.
Number three, Ed Sheeran posted a video of himself playing Pokemon on a stadium's big screen before a show. What's the name of the main male protagonist from the first 25 seasons of Pokemon that trains to fulfill his dream of becoming a Pokemon master? Here's a hint. He wears a red backwards baseball cap.
Ash Ketchum.
And number four, Jelly Roll showed up at SummerSlam this past weekend and got right into the action by choke-slamming professional wrestler Austin Theory. The WWE had to change its name from WWE to WWF because what animal rights group?
PETA.
Number five, a new poll says the average American has 4 to 5 friends. In the TV show Friends, how many friends were there that appeared in every episode?
6.
Let me bring Raven back in. Not bad. All right, so Abby got 3 out of 5.
Okay, not bad, okay, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Charlie XCX had a celebrity-filled birthday party, including the guy of the summer, Glenn Powell. She just released a new album that's been trending because she called Kamala Harris the title of it. What's that album called?
Brat.
Brat is correct. Number two, Eva Mendez and her husband, Ryan Gosling, made a rare appearance out. They haven't been publicly photographed together since 2017. Where were they?
They were at the Olympics.
They were at the Olympics at the women's uneven bars finals. Okay. Number three, Ed Sheeran posted a video of himself playing Pokemon on the stadium's big screen before a gig. What's the name of the male protagonist from the first 25 seasons of Pokemon that trains to fulfill his dream of becoming a Pokemon master?
I mean, I have no idea. I'm just going to guess Pikachu.
No, it's Ash. Number four, Jelly Roll showed up at SummerSlam this past weekend and got right into the action by choke-slamming professional wrestler Austin Theory. Mm-hmm. The WWE had to change its name from WWE to WWF because of what animal rights group?
World Wildlife Foundation, isn't it?
No. I would have accepted two things. World Wildlife Fund or the World Wide Fund for Nature.
Okay.
All right. You Neither need this last one to tie. Number five. A new poll says the average American has 4 to 5 friends. In the TV show Friends, how many friends were there that appeared in every episode?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I never watched Friends. Okay. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 is correct.
All right.
That was close.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
Abby.
Good game.
You guys tied at 3 today. That's going to get you an Anne on Raven t-shirt.
It's Abby, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $3,000 tomorrow, Anna.